Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network, broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And if you're listening to the program live, it is the Monday before Thanksgiving. Short week for most folks, and Christmas shopping season has already unofficially begun this year. For the first time, many major retailers are opening their stores on Thanksgiving night to give Black Friday shoppers a little head start on things. One of the most popular gifts continues to be books, whether they be digital books that you can read on your tablet or the old-fashioned paper kind. And we've got the author of the controversial new thriller, Overturned, on the line with us. Her name is A. Rayner, and let's get right into that. A is the initial for your first name. Your full name is Annette. So why on the book cover is it A. Rayner?
Hi, Burke. How are you today?
I'm good. Welcome.
It took some time to get to the point where I was willing to publish the book. And actually, it was my husband who was just concerned that people who didn't read the book would assume what it was about. And since there's so many people on both sides of the reproductive rights issue, he just asked for a little bit of anonymity. And although I didn't necessarily agree, it was one of the things that I just didn't want to argue with. If he felt more comfortable with me going that route, then that's why I did it. But it was primarily because he was afraid. People feel very strongly about this issue and will go to great lengths to try to prove their point.
So we blew the anonymity in the first 30 seconds of the interview. Annette Rayner is our guest today on the Burke Allen Show. If you'd like to talk to Annette about her book, Overturned, the number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. It's a free call if you happen to be in the New York City metropolitan area. You can also message us with our flash chat here at Blog Talk Radio. And let's talk about the book. It is controversial. It's a political thriller set in the near future in the year 2021, and abortion, a woman's right to choose, once again illegal in America. And your lead character is a young woman who was found dead from a termination in an abandoned inner-city slum. But it turns out she's not just any young lady. She's later identified as the daughter of a United States senator who happens to be ultra-conservative. So this is one of those books that folks are going to be talking about here inside the Beltway. And I would assume, Annette, you're hoping for all over the country. Where did the inspiration for this book come from? Why this book and why now?
Well, originally I wanted to get the book ready and out there back in 2006. And it was because it seemed to me that once again, it looked like Roe versus Wade could very well be overturned based upon, you know, the structure of the Supreme Court in America. And the one thing that stayed with me is just listening to people, other generations who were here when it was illegal before. And everyone I spoke with always said the same thing. I had a friend, or I remember, you don't know how bad it was. And it just was one of those things that said, you know, we know why we did this, because it was a real issue. And now here we are, you know, it's possibly going to be overturned. Are we ready? Are we ready to go back to what was the reality in the past? And are we prepared, especially now with new technology, are we ready to, you know, imprison our women? And with DNA, you know, it's not just a women's issue anymore. It does take two people to create a pregnancy. And, you know, I started to think about all these things. And once the idea started, and the more I talked to people, the more I felt that really we're fighting the wrong issue. You know, the issue is not abortion. The issue is the unplanned pregnancy. And there's a variety of ways that we can work together, both sides, to reduce and or eliminate the unplanned pregnancy so that we never have to have this debate again. And I dream of a time when all of the effort on both sides and all of the money and all of the energy and all of the passion is put into doing just that. Let's stop or eliminate the unplanned pregnancy, and we will have solved this issue. And we don't have to do it in this divisive manner.
Our guest is Annette Rayner. The book is Overturned with an exclamation point. It's available at Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. And if you'd like to find out more about Annette, you can visit her online at AnnetteRayner.com. Now, you're not in the political world. You're a mom. You're a working mom, but you're a mom of three. So now that this is out there and it's in front of folks, what are your thoughts about how men are so heavily involved in legislating what is ultimately, I guess, as seen by most folks, is a women's issue?
And I am a mother, and I'm not politically involved, but I do take politics very seriously. I mean, right down to who we elect, I feel that even my single vote counts, which I hope that every American feels that way. And I have an obligation to pay attention to certain things. And in this case and in this past election, once again, this issue came up very strong. And having gone through this long journey with Overturned and hearing all of the different stories, I mean, there's a variety of scenarios in the book, all of them loosely based on true stories. These are the situations that really will happen. And you know, it will affect women significantly. Yet most of the legislation is, you know, being pushed through or so heavily supported by men. And I would say that the one thing on our side this time versus the past, as I said before, is, you know, DNA testing, but even the costs associated with that. I mean, as you start to play the issues out, you realize that you get very far away from reaching your objective. And that objective really, you know, is to stop abortion. Well, there's another way to do that, and we can do it together and protect, you know, the woman who has to ultimately deal with whatever the outcome is, because there's no other way to do it.
The book is Overturned from Balboa Press. It's available at BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, at your local bookstore. We'll make a wonderful Christmas gift. The author is Annette Rayner. And if you see the book title, the book jacket, I should say, her name is listed as the initial A, Rayner, because, Annette, you said earlier in the conversation your husband was a little nervous about the ramifications. So are you one of those folks that in a social gathering, maybe you're at a Christmas party, will you shy away from talking about a controversial subject like abortion, or are you right there in the middle of it?
I'm typically right there in the middle of it. My husband, on the other hand, is not. So, you know, one of the things he said is, you know, are you really ready for this? And I said to him, well, are you really ready for this? Because, you know, you'll have to respond to your friends, you know, and typically he comes from a circle that is very conservative, you know, very much so to the right. I myself would consider myself a liberal. I do not identify with either political party. I'm one of those people that almost believe we should get rid of the two-party system, but that's my opinion. Yet I will speak out because I think that there are reasonable ways for us to reach a common goal. And I think that in this particular case, there is a goal that we can all shoot for together. It does not have to be the situation that we're dealing with right now and constantly living with the threat that we're going to return to a time that makes a very necessary, you know, reproductive planning procedure for a woman unsafe. And I don't believe that by overturning Roe versus Wade will actually eliminate abortion. As a matter of fact, history tells us that that's not true. We already know that. So, yeah, I'm not politically involved, but I am. I do speak out. I do speak my piece. And I welcome all. I mean, I spend a lot of time. My mother, who the book is dedicated to, and I love my mother dearly, she is staunchly pro-life. And, you know, we've had some heated debates, and we've agreed to disagree and not bring it up at Christmas dinner anymore. That's one of the rules.
Good move as we head into the holiday season. Our guest is Annette Rayner. The book is Overturned. It's a new political thriller that takes place in the near future and asks the question, you know, what if abortion were outlawed again in the United States of America? Our telephone number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. You can also send a flash chat instant message into us with a question or comment for our guest, author Annette Rayner. Annette, there's a fascinating new article in the latest issue of Rolling Stone about a segment of the Catholic Church, primarily nuns, who have split with church doctrine and are in favor of contraception and reproductive rights. And I wonder what your thoughts are on how religion and faith play into this whole issue of reproductive rights. Were you brought up in any particular religious fashion? And what are your thoughts on how that all plays into the mix?
Well, I'm a devout Catholic, there is a lot of division. But there are many Catholics and many Catholic organizations who do believe in birth control and maintaining the, you know, abortion being legal. And we do feel, you know, we're made to feel when we're in our church communities that in some way we're evil. I'm to the point, I spend a lot of time at my church. I am a religious education instructor. I have been for nearly 12 years. I mean, obviously, I don't cover this topic with the students, but if we were, and I believe that you'll see more people involved in the church speak up on this because they recognize the fact that we really do want to eliminate abortion. We do. But to do that responsibly, we have to address birth control. And it has to be the type of thing where it's available and everyone is educated and we participate in that education because we know the alternative, abstinence, does not work. But it's very difficult. It's a difficult situation because you're still, for the most part, as a Christian, you know, I feel guilty. I mean, you know, in the back of the book, you'll see a word from the author. I had to put it in. It was added at the end. And I said, you know, this is why I feel this way. And I'm prepared to answer for how I feel. So should God take me today, I'm willing to explain to him why I felt this way. I believe that, you know, showing compassion and understanding for people in all different situations is important. And if we really do want to protect the unborn, then we have to be willing to put, you know, support structures in place to encourage a woman to have a child. I mean, it shocks me that many times, you know, the same people who want to overturn Roe versus Wade are also not in support of, you know, certain social programs that would support an unwed mother or, you know, even right down to food stamps. You need to put all of the things in place that will get you towards your objective. But religion is a difficult one for sure because, you know, we know that, or at least I know, and I won't say that, you know, that taking a life is wrong. You know, that's the truth. So how do we avoid taking that life? Well, let's avoid that unplanned pregnancy and we won't have to make that decision.
Will a copy of Overturned wind up into your parish priest Christmas stocking this year?
Probably not. We're just going to hope that I remain not getting thrown out. I don't know if they throw people out. I certainly hope they don't because I love my parish. I love my church. I love my faith.
Fair enough. Our guest is author Annette Rayner. Her controversial new political thriller, it's a real page-turner, is called Overturned with an exclamation point. You can pick it up at barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. Are there still bookstores? I think a few scattered about. And you can visit Annette online and get the book there as well at Annette Rayner, RAYNOR.com. We'll have more with Annette in just moments. Our telephone number is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. When we come back, we're going to talk about the truth behind these media reports of the violent, angry protest against Planned Parenthood and abortion clinics nationwide. Get Annette's take on those. The book, again, is Overturned. The author is Annette Rayner. She's our guest, and we'll be back with her right after this on The Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
Over 14... Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this now for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene Murphy!
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my...
Live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
See Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. live in concert. The Christmas tour is underway. Dates and information at LandauMurphyJr.com. Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Our phone number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. Send us an instant message on our flash chat as well. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Annette Rayner. Annette is the author of the new political thriller out just in time for stocking stuffing. It's called Overturned, and it's set in the year 2021. Abortion is once again illegal in America in the book. Roe versus Wade has been overturned by the Supreme Court, and that sets the stage for an untimely death of a young woman who happens to be the daughter of an ultra-conservative United States senator. So it's got everything you want in a night table read. There's intrigue, there's social reform, there's conspiracy, and there's author Annette Rayner, who's our guest today. Annette, the book itself really touches on a hot-button topic for today, and it seems like every couple of months we get another story in the media of these angry protesters targeting Planned Parenthood, targeting these physicians' homes. There have been fires, there have been physicians killed. What's the truth behind all this? I know you did years and years of research in putting this book together. What did you learn?
It's truly shocking to me because, you know, when they hide behind the venue that the preservation of life is their primary goal, yet they're willing to take life and they consider it almost a war. I mean, as recently as today, you can look today, all of the pro-life organizations have released an article saying, you know, we view President Obama being reelected as a win for us because it means that we will stay motivated to continue our war against Planned Parenthood. And it's shocking to me because Planned Parenthood, while yes, it does perform abortions, it's less than 3% of what they do. They are there to educate, counsel, support, provide medical care for women who do choose to carry their children to term, put in support structures around them once the baby arrives. I mean, this is a very important organization for women and reproductive rights, yet they're constantly under these violent protests. And what's extremely interesting to me is the report that was released on October 3rd by the Washington University School of Medicine. Dr. Jeffrey Pierpert found that the Affordable Health Care Act providing contraception to women can reduce the abortion rate as much as 75%. Now, that's a brand new research, October 3rd, 2012. Everyone can access it. I mean, if that's true, if those findings are accurate, then the Affordable Health Care Act and President Obama will actually have done more for the pro-life objective than any other president in history.
It's an interesting twist on things, and one that that I'm sure was not anticipated. Annette Rainer's our guest. The book is Over.
Hello. Hello.
Annette, it seems that, down through the years of doing research for this book, you probably spoke to folks on both sides of the issue, and I wonder what the pro-life folks, the activists who are really involved in the movement that, that you interviewed and talked to help you form your opinions for the book, what did they tell you their goals are? Was there anything that you learned that surprised you?
For the most part, when you speak to the common person who is not politically associated with the issue, their objective is pure. They view the unborn child as just that, an unborn child at the time of conception, and they want to protect the basic rights, which is the right to life, for that being. However, when you really get behind some of the organizations themselves, it seems as if the real objective is to eliminate these organizations that choose to go a different route, like Planned Parenthood, where, you know, their real objective is not to just perform abortions. Their objective is to provide a comprehensive offering to women when it comes to reproduction. And so it surprised me that there could be such a dichotomy between what the individual feels and the organizations themselves and how they're going out there. It is a it is the difference is somewhat shocking. As a matter of fact, there was one woman who worked for pro-life organizations, and she was, you know, she just recently said, "I no longer consider myself pro-life, even though I was an activist." And it was because she started to really see that their agendas didn't always align with what the objectives were. And again, this is not on one side or the other, and that's what I found when speaking to people, when I pose certain questions back to them. The real objective is the same. We all want the same thing. Nobody wants, you know, abortion to be necessary. We would like to avoid it, eliminate it, and it's just that we disagree on how to get there. And I think that if we all stopped and came up with a plan that really worked, I think we could all, you know, combine our efforts and get on the same side of the issue. I really do.
Annette Rainer is our guest. The book is called Overturned. It's from Balboa Press, and it's available now in bookstores everywhere and online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at the author's website, Annette Rainer, RAYNOR.com. Well, now that you finally have, pardon the pun, given birth to this book, and releasing a book is in many ways like giving birth, only slightly more painful, I've been told. Well, what's next? Because at the end of the day, you did a lot of research for this book, but you're a writer. You're an author. Have you started working on your next book?
Actually, I have, and the idea behind Overturned initially was I'm an avid reader. I read a lot. And sometimes I just like to read for enjoyment, but sometimes I like a challenging or an intriguing read. And the idea behind Overturned was to take a social concern and really look at it from both sides, everyone's opinion, and spark the reader to maybe evaluate their own feelings towards a particular issue. And during this, I'm the mother of a type 1 juvenile diabetic. Stem cell research, of course, was also up for grabs in 2006. And, you know, under the current president, you know, reform has been put back in place so that there is some additional stem cell research here in the United States. But, yes, my next book, I think, will tackle the issue of stem cell research and look at it from all different sides. And you can imagine, I mean, it seems to me the one thing that I found in dealing with the situation with Overturned, as well as now the whole stem cell research debate, is that when it hits home, when it's you, you know, it's one thing if you've never had to deal with the issue on a firsthand personal basis. You then have the luxury of having a view and an opinion and feeling strongly about it. But it seems that regardless of how you feel about an issue, when it hits home with you, you tend to change what you think. And I can honestly say, you know, when it comes to research, I believe that we have the ability and that in the next 20 years, we will be able to find a cure for type 1 diabetes. As the mother of a type 1 diabetic, I will, you know, do whatever I have to support that effort. And I think that with all of these issues, when you're the person involved, you really, and it's someone you love, love is the thing that transcends everything. In all of these issues, in all of these debates, when it really comes down to someone you love, that's the true test of what your values and your beliefs are.
And that Rainer couldn't have said it better myself. She's the author of Overturned. The book is available now. It's brand new from Balboa Press, and it's available in bookstores everywhere at barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and you can visit Annette online and send her an email there as well at Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E, Rainer, RAYNOR.com. Best of luck with the book, and thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thanks so much, Burke. I really appreciate it. And thanks to your listeners. I appreciate their time. Thanks so much.
You bet. Pick up Overturned. It's a great Christmas gift. It's available now in bookstores everywhere. I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Thank you so much for listening. Now go out and make it a great day.